European Saudi Organization for Human Rights, the Advocate for Human Rights, and the World Coalition Against the Death Penalty, I thank the committee for this opportunity to address the issue of discrimination against women in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in the application of the death penalty. Between January 2020 and July 2024, at least 11 women were executed, mainly for drug-related cases, despite international standards limiting the death penalty for the more serious crimes. All of these women were migrant women from marginalized backgrounds and lacked access to a fair trial. For example, in March 2023, two migrant women, one from Nigeria and one from Pakistan, were executed for non-violent drug offenses crime, despite one being a victim of human trafficking, a factor overlooked in her trial. Unfair trials, including the use of confession obtained under torture, have been reported, with several women convicted without legal counsel. Women like Isra Al-Gongoham, a Shia activist initially sentenced to death for peaceful activism, face added risk when challenging the state, especially if they come from marginalized communities. Gender-specific factors such as histories of abuse or trafficking are often ignored, and families are kept in the dark about execution, preventing them from advocating for their loved ones. We urge the committee to recommend that the government of Saudi Arabia ensure that women accused of crimes receive adequate legal representation that takes into account gender-specific concerns, including history of abuse, exploitation, and coercion, and that increase transparency in the judicial process by providing clear and timely information on women who are on death row and ensuring their families are kept informed, and vote in favor of the resolution of the moratorium on the death penalty that will be held in December 2024. Thank you.